Oztober.
Come on, Australia.
A whole month eating solidly from the buffet that is Australian music. Celebrating the songs that made it famous and the artists that made it legendary.
You.
Serving up another plate of Aussie music. The Screaming Jets, Dave Gleeson.
Hi.
The Oztober Lunch.
Yes, we are celebrating all things Australian music this October. This is the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. My name is Matty O from British India. Good to see you again, Gleeso.
You too, mate. We've got to get some British India on this show sometime soon. I'm going to be interviewing you, Matty, one day.
Look, what you keep saying that, but the days keep ticking along, well, and I haven't got my invite yet. You know.
Well, I'm definitely going to get onto that. I've been studying up on what it is to be British India and all the things that you guys have achieved in your short career.
Well, look, that's coming up a little bit later on, but we've got a huge guest today too.
We have indeed. We've got Dougie from the Temper Trap. And now, these guys are a bit of an enigma because it's not like they've spent years slogging it out on the Australian circuit and, you know, playing at every pub they can find. I'm looking at you, Dave Gleeson. No, they very early on decided they were going to make it an international flavour, and we're going to be talking to Dougie about that. I saw only very recently that all it takes, you know, if you get some music together, you get out there and you get on the road and you play as many gigs as you possibly can and hone your craft, and then all it takes is an international movie star to mention you in an interview, and off you go. And of course, I'm talking about the Teskey Brothers from Victoria, who for the last few years they've been playing all the festivals, the Port Fairy festivals and the folk festivals, trying to get their name out there. And bloody Chris Hemsworth comes out and name drops them Entertainment Tonight or one of those big American shows. And guess what? Things have really started snowballing for the Teskey Brothers.
Oztober.
This band, well, they had to change their name early on because something went horribly wrong. You know, there's been a few instances. Obviously, yep. I remember when poor old Sheehad went over to the States in the mid-90s and some American, in some way, got them to change their name from Sheehad to Pacifier.
Yeah.
And obviously, they call themselves Pacifier because they were trying to pacify the record company, but it didn't go well for them. And it's another one of those examples of that there's many times these people who think they know something know stuff all from the record company. They just like to put their 2 cents worth in. But on this hand, this band started off called The Flowers, and obviously that was a name that had been taken by someone else, so they had to change their name to Ice House. I think that was a good thing.
Yeah, me
for
too.
For me.
I like that. I'm with you.
That probably went in their favour. But that first album, the first Flowers album, had so many fantastic songs on it. And we were lucky enough to have a crack at one on our Got You Covered album last year. I might have changed the words a little bit, but that was not through design. It's because I hear things different. You know, they're called mondegreens. You know that, Matty? That's when you hear a word like, you know, Alex the Seal, any of those words that are heard wrongly.
Oztober.
We're celebrating all things Aussie music this October. It is the Oztober Lunch with Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and the Angels. And I'm very, very happy to have in the studio a fellow Melbourneite, Dougie from the Temper Trap. How are you, Matt?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me.
Being an Aussie band, what was it that made you very early on decide, right, we're gonna go overseas and have a crack over there? Was it something you planned to do, or did just events kind of lead up to that?
No, we were planning on going overseas. I think you kind of had to do that back in those days to kind of make a dent internationally. It's probably different nowadays because everything's so digital and with the internet and whatnot. But we were planning on doing that anyways, and it just so happened that we got lucky and got signed before we left. And so we got to go and get paid for it. And by the time we got there, everything was all set up, and it was amazing.
Now, as a young fella growing up, what music kind of were you listening to that kind of inspired you to move into a career with it?
Man, Weezer, Nirvana, when Britpop came into the scene, I was all over that. Yeah, those kind of things.
I saw you play at the AFL Grand Final.
Oh, yeah.
What is that like? I just need to know.
It was strange. It was strange, yeah, because I mean, let's face it, they weren't really there for us. Yeah, and it was just so much pressure that it wasn't comfortable, that's for sure. It was strange, and I was glad when it was over. I was very happy for the opportunity, obviously, but it was so nerve-wracking.
And what about new music? Have you been working on?
Yeah, Temper Trap is not doing any new music at the moment. We're compiling material though for a later date, but I'm working on my solo project, so that's more likely to come out before Temper Trap stuff.
Do you have your own studio set up?
Just in my living room. Very modest setup. But nowadays, you don't even need like a proper studio. That's the thing, and especially what I'm doing, which is a little bit more electronic. Yeah, I don't really need a fancy studio.
What are your must-do things when you touch down, home soil, get back to Melbourne? What are the things that you got to do to make you feel like you're connected again?
Get a flat white and go for some good Asian food, because Berlin is sadly deprived of good Asian food.
I don't know what you do in Berlin. Is there a scene there that you enjoy going out and checking out new music? Or
yeah, I mean, the electronic and club scene in Berlin is like second to none, really.
Right.
It's the mecca of that sort of music. And when I first moved there, I was a bit, I kind of just scoffed at it, but I couldn't resist it in the end. And and now I'm totally into it, fully immersed.
And it is a real, a musical mecca, as you say. I mean, Bowie spent a very famous period of his life recording and living in Berlin.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, the Beatles did their bones in Hamburg as well.
What's Iggy Pop, Nick Cave.
Iggy Pop, yeah. So it really is somewhere that's not, it's not LA or New York or London, but there must be really a kind of a vibrant scene going there. And I guess it's not only musical, it's cultural as well.
I think it's just amazing for anything creative. The cost of living is for a major European capital city, it's very low, the cost of living, and so obviously it's going to attract a lot of creative types, because creative people, just they're always skint. They're always skint. And New York and LA is just ever increasingly more expensive, so
Tell us about some of the more kind of outrageous gigs that you've done over the years. I mean, being a bunch of blokes from Aussie.
One of the most outrageous show was a private show for this Russian billionaire in some Italian island. I can't remember what it was.
Right.
And it ended up with a punch on. The groom punched the stage manager, and the cops came. And the bride was a mess. She was crying. She kept on interjecting and making us stop in the middle of our performance.
No.
It was crazy.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Yeah. And they're the guys, those Russian oligarchs or billionaires, they're the ones you don't ever ask, so how'd you make your money?
Yeah. Well, these guys are definitely, because there's old Russian money, and those people are very classy people, and then there's new Russian money.
Right.
And these guys were definitely new Russian money.
They're the ones you see on reality TV.
It's hilarious.
Oztober. Another day done, man.
Another day wrapped up, and look, we're already planning for tomorrow.
Oh,
what we got coming up?
How organised are we? Are we the most organised radio show going around?
I don't know about that. But we are definitely going to have a great guest on tomorrow. Ray Thistlethwaite from Thirsty Merc is going to be joining us, telling us about his exploits all around the place.
I'm excited. I'm excited to hear about Bondi Rescue too. Every time I think about Thirsty Merc, I think of Bondi Rescue.
I love that show. There's nothing better than a Bondi Rescue that ends with a body floating out the back. But anyway.
All right. Well, Gleeson, it's your shout today, like it is every day, mate. Steak night today too. So.
Oh, it's always steaks with you. Always with the steaks.
The expensive stuff, mate. It's the Oztober lunch with Dave Gleeson and Matty O. See you tomorrow.